Benedict's Audio Lab. Test 1. Part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. How many people were at the meeting?
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
The answer is 30. So there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. What was the weather like when the holiday began?
Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, it was okay. It rained for the first 3 days.
But you're really brown. Wasn't it sunny?
Yes, we had sun for a few days, but then the last 2 days it was cloudy.
Now listen again.
Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, it was okay. It rained for the first 3 days.
But you're really brown. Wasn't it sunny?
Yes, we had sun for a few days, but then the last 2 days it was cloudy.
Two. What did Peter buy today?
Hi, Peter. I like that T-shirt. Where did you get it?
I got it free at the music shop. They give you a T-shirt or hat when you spend more than £20.
It looks good with those jeans.
Thanks. I bought them in the market this morning.
Now listen again.
Hi, Peter. I like that T-shirt. Where did you get it?
I got it free at the music shop. They give you a T-shirt or hat when you spend more than £20.
It looks good with those jeans.
Thanks. I bought them in the market this morning.
Three. How far is it to the beach?
How far is it to the beach, please?
About 5 minutes in the car. Do you know the way?
No. They said it was 10 kilometres from this campsite.
Oh, it's nearer than that. It's only 7. Just over the hill. Drive straight on.
Now listen again.
How far is it to the beach, please?
About 5 minutes in the car. Do you know the way?
No. They said it was 10 kilometres from this campsite.
Oh, it's nearer than that. It's only 7. Just over the hill. Drive straight on.
Four. What will Tim and his dad play today?
Are you and Dad going to play football this afternoon, Tim?
I don't like football in the summer. Dad's going to take me to the golf club.
They don't usually let people your age play there. Why don't you have a game of tennis together?
It's too hot. Anyway, they won't ask my age at Dad's club.
Now listen again.
Are you and Dad going to play football this afternoon, Tim?
I don't like football in the summer. Dad's going to take me to the golf club.
They don't usually let people your age play there. Why don't you have a game of tennis together?
It's too hot. Anyway, they won't ask my age at Dad's club.
Five. What does the woman want?
I'd like to pay now, please.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you've eaten.
I had tomato soup, then a pizza and a coffee.
That's £5 then.
Now listen again.
I'd like to pay now, please.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you've eaten.
I had tomato soup, then a pizza and a coffee.
That's £5 then.
This is the end of part one.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 1. Now look at part 2. Listen to a woman talking to her son, Chris, about the things he has to do. What will he do at each time? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter, A to H, next to each time. You will hear the conversation twice. Chris, remember at 11 o'clock this morning you have to call your grandparents?
Yes, Mum.
At 12, can you do something for me? Can you take Fiona to the pool in my car? She's meeting a friend there.
OK. I wanted to watch some TV, but it can wait.
Can you get some stamps too? The post office closes at 1 o'clock, but you'll be there at 12:30 if you go straight from the pool.
OK. Anything else?
There are some library books to return, but I'll do that on Monday. Can you wash the car? If you do that at the garage at 1 o'clock, you'll be back here at lunchtime.
All right. So I'll see you at 1:30 and we'll eat then.
Yes, don't be late.
I won't be, because at 2 o'clock there's a football match. It's a really important game. I can see it on television. After that, can I use the car to visit some friends?
Yes, okay. Now listen again. Chris, remember at 11 o'clock this morning you have to call your grandparents?
Yes, Mum.
At 12, can you do something for me? Can you take Fiona to the pool in my car? She's meeting a friend there.
OK. I wanted to watch some TV, but it can wait.
Can you get some stamps too? The post office closes at 1 o'clock, but you'll be there at 12:30 if you go straight from the pool.
OK. Anything else?
There are some library books to return, but I'll do that on Monday. Can you wash the car? If you do that at the garage at 1 o'clock, you'll be back here at lunchtime.
All right. So I'll see you at 1:30 and we'll eat then.
Yes, don't be late.
I won't be, because at 2 o'clock there's a football match. It's a really important game. I can see it on television. After that, can I use the car to visit some friends?
Yes, OK. This is the end of part two.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test one. Now look at part three. Listen to Amanda talking to a friend about a birthday party. For questions 11 to 15, tick A, B or C. You will hear the conversation twice. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. Now listen to the conversation.
How many people are coming to the party, Amanda?
Well, I invited 18, but only 11 are coming now.
What are you going to cook?
We're having fish with lemon sauce, then ice cream made with apples from the garden, and coffee afterwards.
Sounds interesting. Have you got some good music?
My CD player isn't working. But my cassette recorder is fine, if I can find some cassettes. Joan's going to bring her guitar.
What present have you bought, Joan? It's her birthday, isn't it?
It's Emma's. She's Joan's sister. She's 21. She wanted a camera, but I didn't have enough money, so I've got her a video about football. She plays for the college team now.
Well, I'm sure it will be a great evening. What time will the party start?
Emma has classes until 8. I've asked everyone to come at 8:30 and we'll eat about 9:30. Don't be late.
Now listen again.
How many people are coming to the party, Amanda?
Well, I invited 18, but only 11 are coming now.
What are you going to cook?
We're having fish with lemon sauce, then ice cream made with apples from the garden, and coffee afterwards.
Sounds interesting. Have you got some good music?
My CD player isn't working. But my cassette recorder is fine, if I can find some cassettes. Joan's going to bring her guitar.
What present have you bought, Joan? It's her birthday, isn't it?
It's Emma's. She's Joan's sister. She's 21. She wanted a camera, but I didn't have enough money, so I've got her a video about football. She plays for the college team now.
Well, I'm sure it will be a great evening. What time will the party start?
Emma has classes until 8. I've asked everyone to come at 8:30 and we'll eat about 9:30. Don't be late.
This is the end of part 3.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 1. Now look at part 4. You will hear a woman asking for some information about a job. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Jones Department Store, can I help you?
Yes, please. I saw your job advertisement in the newspaper. Can you tell me about it?
Certainly. We want a shop assistant to work in our women's department selling coats. It's a small department, but a busy one.
And what are the working hours?
Well, the shop opens at 9:00, but the assistants must start work at 8:40. They finish at 3:30.
Is that every day of the week?
We are closed on Mondays, and we don't need any more staff on Saturday or Sunday. The job is 4 days a week, from Tuesday to Friday.
And how much do assistants earn an hour?
At the moment, it's £5.27. I'm afraid we don't pay you for your lunch break.
That doesn't matter. I'd like the job.
Then you must send a letter to Mrs. Grable. That's G-R-A-B-L-E. Before the end of the week.
Right. I'll do that. Thank you.
Now listen again.
Jones Department Store, can I help you?
Yes, please. I saw your job advertisement in the newspaper. Can you tell me about it?
Certainly. We want a shop assistant to work in our women's department selling coats. It's a small department, but a busy one.
And what are the working hours?
Well, the shop opens at 9:00, but the assistants must start work at 8:40. They finish at 3:30.
Is that every day of the week?
We are closed on Mondays, and we don't need any more staff on Saturday or Sunday. The job is 4 days a week, from Tuesday to Friday.
And how much do assistants earn an hour?
At the moment, it's £5.27. I'm afraid we don't pay you for your lunch break.
That doesn't matter. I'd like the job.
Then you must send a letter to Mrs. Grable. That's G-R-A-B-L-E. Before the end of the week.
Right. I'll do that. Thank you.
This is the end of part four.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 1. Now look at part 5. You will hear some tourist information about a town called Langley. Listen and complete questions 21 to 25. You will hear the information twice.
Well, this is the town of Langley, everybody. You have 3 hours to walk around here. There's lots to see. The town hall was built in the 15th century. Go inside and look at the pictures there. They are by a famous artist from Langley. You have to buy a ticket at the door. It's 70 pence, so it's very cheap. Opposite the town hall is Langley Park. After you have seen the beautiful flower garden, you'll want a cold drink. Walk down to the lake. There's a small cafe there. You can sit and look at the water. If you prefer, you can go on a tour of the town. You should meet the guide in Fawcett Street. That's F-A-W-C-E-T-T. It's on your map. The next tour leaves at 2 o'clock, so you've got enough time. We must leave Langley at 4:15 to return to the hotel for our supper at 6 o'clock. The coach will wait here. Don't be late.
Now listen again.
Well, this is the town of Langley, everybody. You have 3 hours to walk around here. There's lots to see. The town hall was built in the 15th century. Go inside and look at the pictures there. They are by a famous artist from Langley. You have to buy a ticket at the door. It's 70 pence, so it's very cheap. Opposite the town hall is Langley Park. After you have seen the beautiful flower garden, you'll want a cold drink. Walk down to the lake. There's a small cafe there. You can sit and look at the water. If you prefer, you can go on a tour of the town. You should meet the guide in Fawcett Street. That's F-A-W-C-E-T-T. It's on your map. The next tour leaves at 2 o'clock, so you've got enough time. We must leave Langley at 4:15 to return to the hotel for our supper at 6 o'clock. The coach will wait here. Don't be late.
This is the end of part 5. You now have 8 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. This is the end of the test.
Benedict's Audio Lab.